Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get him.
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by TickSplits, the official ticket provider of the Armchair Media Network. Unlike other ticket providers that sneak in extra fees and unexplained service charges, at TickSplits, the price you see is the price you pay. If you want to see your favorite player getting his licks, maybe that's Hakeem Nicks, Akeem Hicks, or Haha Clinton Mix, go to TickSplits and enter promo code ARMCHAIR at the checkout to receive 5% off your total ticket purchase. That's TIXBLITZ.com, promo code ARMCHAIR. TickSplits, guaranteed seats, guaranteed emotion. Did I say Haha Clinton Mix?
I think yes, I did.
Fuck. Well, whatever. Andrew wrote the copy, and he's not a nice person. It's another Andrew. It's our ad rep. So, everybody, welcome to Saints Happy Hour. We're in the third week of no Saints football. So, how are you holding up, everyone?
Look, Ralph, I got to cut you off. I don't know how long you've been ranting and raving about wanting to change the opening, but listen, things need to happen, man. I know we all love the zombie apocalypse question. I know we all get a big kick out of me losing my shit again and saying Dave smells like nougat, but find a replacement. Find a replacement. Find me going ape shit about Ted Gregory, for Christ's sake. There's countless examples of me losing my mind, either laughing or yelling. There's examples of Dave losing his mind, of Andrew losing his mind. The 2018 season and the 2018 year in general drove everybody else nuts. You guys are finally starting to catch up to me now.
It's true. It's true. I'm lazy as fuck. It should just be blah, 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 blah.
Welcome to Saints Happy Hour. What will?
And maybe this.
Yes.
So, we'll get to that. Maybe.
Hopefully
so,
sensitive.
Here's the thing.
I'm going to set the building on fire.
My stapler is, you know, just a bit full.
Dave says Super Mario is totally insensitive.
It is.
Oh my god.
So in a world without football.
This off season, can we go back? Can we like replay the sound bites from like week one of this past season, like when they lost and we were all like, oh no, the season is over. Like, I think that would be a good off season bit. Anyway, continue.
I think we could just instead of doing the actual podcast, we could just do best of, and we could just do the 13 games that they won plus the playoffs and just replay those on a Monday. Just go on vacation. But actually, me and Andrew, if you want to be here, the daily podcast, it's only $7 a month. Me and Andrew recorded a 7-minute podcast for tomorrow's 7 Minutes of Saints. We did our favorite memory of the 2018 season. I did the week 2, week 3 games where Drew Brees did the spin, which was amazing, and the game where Cleveland missed like 1,000 field goals. It was great. I thought I was going to have to go the whole till next September without watching football. And last night, Andrew, I was watching In the Heat of the Night, starring Sidney Poitier and Rod Steiger, on Turner Classic Movies, and I saw on the Twitters that Mike Martz had a football team, and his quarterback had already been sacked 3 times in the first quarter, and I was like, I'm intrigued. So I clicked over to CBS, and lo and behold, they had something called the AAF on actual TV on a Saturday night. It was the San Diego Fleet and the San Antonio Commanders, and they were playing horrible fucking football, and I watched the second half. I will not lie.
It doesn't sound very authentic, because if it really was truly Mike Martz coaching, his quarterback would have been sacked 4 times in the first quarter.
He was sacked 4 times in the game. He was hit like 9 times, and they switched him out because the quarterback they had was
because
so
he was hurt.
Because, you know, because he was so fucking dreadful.
So what's the deal? Last night I was at my Crew of Caesar ball, and I didn't even know about this AAF. And one of my buddies was like, oh, yeah, the games are going on right now. We were checking out scores and deciding which team we're going to root for. But so, like, what's the deal? So there's no extra points?
There's no extra points. There's no kickoffs.
So how do teams get the ball? They just start with the ball, what, on the 20?
Yeah. Yes. They just...
Okay.
And they I forget what the rule is, but they have some sort of... weird rule that if like in lieu of an onside kick you do something else, and I think it's pretty cool. It's like you got to convert like a 3rd and 20 or like a 4th and 20 or something.
12.
Oh wow, see that's cool.
I'm cool, like, with no extra points, but I think you have to have a kickoff. Like that's, you're cutting out potential exciting, you know, you're cutting out like the potential for an exciting kickoff return or something like that. I mean, and they shouldn't do it with like the NFL does it. They should move it back like it used to be.
I've got
harder to kick a touchback, you know.
So you want more injuries and less safety for players, basically.
I think if you're trying to come up with a league that's going to compete with the NFL, I think that that's kind of one of the main areas that you need to differentiate yourself from the NFL. I mean, that's one of the main attack points of the league, is that it's just so soft now on all these rules that favor the quarterback and receivers, and you know, you have all these old quarterbacks that say, oh my god, if I was playing now I would be so much better, I'd throw for thousands more yards and more touchdowns, you know, and the hits, everybody let this past season was complaining about hits on the quarterback. I mean, you remember what's his face on Green Bay, some of the ridiculous, you know, hits on the quarterback calls he got. Not that I want players to get injured, but I mean, I think that, I think it needs to go back a little bit more in time to when it was a little bit of a more rougher game. Yeah.
Well, you know, I will say the most refreshing thing that I saw, was that there was a review and it goes straight to the official's booth and it's like full transparency. You see the person that's actually reviewing it and you see their thought process. And there was one where there this lady that was basically judging it, she's saying, yep, it looks like the ball goes to the ground and it gets a little loose there. I don't think he has control. I don't think we can overturn this. And then like she gets like the last angle like 30 seconds in and she's like, oh no. Nope, you can see it really clearly with that camera angle. We're going to reverse this. That's a catch.
Yeah, I would have loved that for the Saints call, where they'd have been like, holy shit, Bob, how did all 6 of you fucking assholes miss that shit? That's a 15-yard penalty, 1st and goal at the 6. Jesus, you people are fucking terrible.
You just cost the Saints the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Jesus, thank God I'm here to clean up your fucking disaster.
Thank you, Sky Judge.
who were the announcers for these games?
They had really good. They had Kurt Warner. They had Tiki Barber.
Marvin Lewis.
Who I heard was dismal.
Jeff Fisher is the, like, he's like works for the league. He's like vice president of football analytics or some shit. I guess he just tells them to punt all the time. Punt on 3rd down is a good idea. And then he strokes his. They probably pay him like $200,000, and he strokes his mustache and does it. But
I saw Daryl Moose Johnston as a GM for one of the teams.
Bill Polian's in it. I mean, I was looking at the teams. Memphis has got to be the team that we all root for, because they're like stocked with Louisiana LSU players, Louisiana Tech.
Ralph, so before you get into breaking down the teams, I found a bunch of tweets from Rich Ornberger. He's a former that's a real name. He's a former NFL offensive lineman. He was calling the San Antonio game last night, and he's got a bunch of tweets where he talks about the rules that differ from the NFL. So, no kickoffs. Teams will start the ball on their own 25-yard line. No extra points. Only two-point conversions. The sky judge, we talked about that. Overtime, each team gets one possession, first and goal from the 10-yard line.
Oh, I love
no,
it.
No field goals. Games can end in a tie. Let's see. No onside kicks. You can attempt a 4th-and-12 play from your own 28-yard line if you're trailing by 17 or more, or after any score in the final 5 minutes of play. Illegal defense. He just has illegal defense ellipses, significant limitations on defensive pressure blitzing. There's a 35-second game clock. There are no TV timeouts. And he said the game should average roughly 2.5 hours from first snap to final whistle.
Oh, that's nice. Okay,
and
so
I will say one of the things.
If you're losing and you're trying to come back and you're down by like 2 scores or 3 scores or whatever, and you score a touchdown, instead of kicking off and doing an onside kick to try and get the ball back, you get the ball on your 28-yard line and you get one chance to get a first down. And if you get it, then you get
keep
to
going.
Keep the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, I'm wondering why it's a 4th-and-12, but I'm wondering if 12 yards is the amount of distance on an onside kick.
Well, no,
I wonder if like
got to go 10 yards on an onside kick.
Oh, okay.
I wonder, you know what, Kevin, I think
it's got to be a degree of difficulty.
Thing. Yeah, I think the 12 is like this. You're just as likely to convert a 4th-and-12 as you are to get an onside kick. So I think that's the number where that is. That's fun, but that can get dicey though. But Kevin, these uniforms were fucking atrocious. I mean,
half of them are bad. Two of them I would say are okay, and two of them I would say are pretty decent.
I mean, the Memphis Express looks like a fake airline from a 1980s Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they paid for half of the uniforms to be done by like a professional graphics person, and then the other half they ran out of money, so they were like the Fry Festival, and they were like, fuck it, just let the intern do it.
Wait, did you say the Fry Festival?
Yeah. Oh, the Fire Festival.
Fire Festival.
Hmm. Which, oh, by the way, rich people are fucking dumb as shit. They just funneled money to that dude for the Fire Festival. They literally, he ran out of money and he sent them an email that said, hey, you have this bracelet for the festival. You need to load more money on it because we're not taking cash at the festival. And people fucking loaded more money onto the bracelet. No questions asked. Like,
dude, have you watched Abducted in Plain Sight yet?
I saw that today. Oh my
dude,
god, it's so
those
fun.
People, those parents, I don't know. Those people,
dude.
The one guy who just started jerking that guy off in the car, just for no reason.
Yep. I need relief, Bob. Like, what the fuck?
It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
People that are new to this podcast that probably like started listening like to the playoffs, and they're like, "Hey, I'll stick through it. They'll be doing Saints stuff during the off season." Then they get it. They're like 5 minutes in. They're like, "What the fuck is going on?" Welcome to Saints Happy Hour during the off season, baby. We're talking about getting a hand job in a car and weird new football.
Did you see the guy on Canal Street Chronicles who commented on the last the last time I posted the podcast, and he had tons of criticism for us.
I didn't know.
Like what?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Go to. I don't know. You got to go there. Go to Canal Street Chronicles. Go to last week, last Monday.
All right, I'm looking this up right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I saw I'm people. Working on it. People have been negative on the comments on the iTunes. They're complaining that we have ads and we're shilling for money now. Hey, man, we got to keep the lights on. You get it for Capital free Robert. Still. All we do is I butcher a ticket ad, and if you want to listen to the podcast every day. It costs you as much as a latte. I mean, it's not like we're charging. You got to pay to listen. You know, we're just asking you to pay.
Is it? Is this the last one you posted? You posted, Dave?
Yeah. On Monday.
So, Kevin, while Andrew's looking that up, let's go through the uniform. These uniforms are fucking horrible.
Didn't the refs have like weird looking uniforms?
Yeah, they do.
They've eliminated most of the stripes, and it's like a mostly black shirt with like striped arms. It's weird.
It looks like a villain from a Sylvester Stallone sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
You know, like it looks like people that he killed in Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
These uniforms are bad. But the thing is, we make fun of this league. As much fun as we made of it, it did a higher rating than the NBA game on ABC. The Rockets and the Thunder, the AAF beat it out, like had a higher number, which is fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, it was the first week, so you know, let's see what things are like week four.
But I don't feel like I didn't even know it existed, Kevin. I didn't even know it fucking existed until people started tweeting about it. Like did you know about it? Wasn't I don't feel like it was the Vince McMahon XFL where they promoted the shit out of it. You know,
I remembered that it was going to start. I forgot that it was coming. I didn't know it was starting the weekend after the. I forgot that it was starting the weekend after the Super Bowl. So, like I'd forgotten about it.
I didn't realize it was an NFL product too. Like it's going to be on the NFL Network.
I'm fine. Listen, I'm fine with that. If the NFL wants to put money behind a minor, like a sort of a minor league pseudo farm system, and if this is like their way of trying to tinker with possible rule changes, I'm for it. Like, I'm fine with it. Because maybe it'll result in some changes on the bigger league. But so like. So, okay, Ralph, regarding the eight teams that are on there, what are your two favorite logos and uniforms, and which two do you despise the most?
Well, the one that I despise, the Memphis Express one is just trash. The Salt Lake City one is not terrible. The Arizona one, it kind of looks like a ripoff of Arizona State, I guess. So that is that's kind of unique, where they like did like the cross hammer one, and that's kind of like a Sun Devilish one. So I give the intern credit for like trying to rip off Arizona State. The Apollos one
my favorite one.
What's that one?
That the Orlando Apollos, that would be my favorite uniform.
The Atlanta one is pretty fucking terrible, I think.
Oh yeah, that the uniform itself is bad. The logo is atrocious.
And the city is worst of all.
Atlanta Legends. It sounds like the worst strip club imaginable.
Right.
Yeah, what legends have happened in Atlanta?
Like, I mean, it's like
is this a soccer reference?
Sid Bream is Sid Bream. That's it.
All right. So, are you guys ready for the feedback from our fans?
I am.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can.
Fan feedback.
So this is from Zen Cuts, and the subject line is 3 points. Well, this is weird. The subject line is 3 points, but his first sentence is, also, I have 1 point for you guys.
I gotta barbecue your ass in molasses!
So I don't know if he has 3 points, 1 point, or if I should combine them and it's really 4 points. I don't really understand that, but okay. So he says, also, I have one point for you guys. You got to improve the podcast or just don't do it. It sounds like you're using a tin can and string and you can't maintain talking points. And for God knows what reason, not God, it's with a T, God knows what reason.
Well, he didn't want to use the Lord's name in vain.
You talk about how you're almost home, etc. And the person who yells all the time, I assume that's Kevin, just doesn't get that nobody wants to hear that crap on a podcast. It's not even good when they act like that on ESPN. And those are professionals. Also, sorry to be all complainy, but seriously, you could have something that people really tune into. The Vox YouTubers are making careers out of their work. Maybe that's not your goal, but if it isn't, should you be doing the podcasts? You gotta at least be as okay as Jeffrey Duncan, because it's just doable today with very little investment.
That hurts a lot.
Thank you, Zen, for your feedback, and we will take this under consideration as we explore our deep inner goals in life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah. We also have one comment from Biggity B76. He's really worked up about Dez Bryant. Dez. All this talk about next year, who we're keeping, who we're losing, and I haven't heard one person discuss the possibility of starting 2019 off Dez Bryant as a viable third wide receiver that would give Drew Brees a new reliable target and also alleviate some of the pressure from Thomas. After his injury, it was widely believed that he was still here for the long haul, but he seems to have become lost in the shuffle of the Super Bowl lie. I'm just curious where the Saints stand on Dez.
I do appreciate that any off-season question or comment, people just drop that the Saints got fucked over in the NFC Championship just randomly, just drop it in there. I love that. And people need to keep that going.
Yeah. This was kind of fun. I think I'm going to start doing this. I think this should be a segment we read comments, especially angry comments.
Yeah.
Every podcast.
The only thing that I feel is justified is we need to be on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. I'm just either lazy or don't have the time to convert it over and put it on there. Because the thing is, when I put on my rant about Goodell, like 1,000 people watched that shit. So that is a fair criticism that we need to be on YouTube, even if we slap up our mediocre product onto the YouTubes, because they have teenage people that make millions. They have a 5-year-old kid that reviews toys that's worth $45 million, so maybe we can make $20 on the YouTube. That is a fair criticism. The rest of it, Kevin, your thoughts?
I mean, the internet was made for yelling.
Wait, who's Kevin? I only know the guy who yells a lot.
I think internet,
the internet was made for yelling and porn.
And so, gambling.
Mostly porn. Mostly
and gambling.
Right. Not doing one, you should be doing the other.
Well, do you guys want to hear Tin Can and String Guy's thoughts? Or I'm afraid you won't even be able to hear me correctly.
your thoughts, Andrew.
You know, I mean, listen, you either like us or you don't, pal. You know, and some, you know, we've been working on the audio. Most shows have been pretty solid, but audio wise, but yeah, you know, I made the mistake of picking up while I was in my car, and obviously that blew up in our face.
I will say
I
the
won't
audio,
do it again. Sorry,
besides that one and maybe another show or two, since we got the audio fixed last spring, early summer, it's been fine as my kid yells and screams that he wants his Nerf gun.
I mean, can you blame him?
No.
Can he review toys?
I haven't heard the cat in a while.
My kid is running around with like a 2-pound bucket of cheese balls over his head like fucking Donkey Kong going cheese balls, cheese balls, cheese balls.
Shouldn't he be asleep by now?
Definitely your son.
He should, but we're terrible parents.
Not
so,
as terrible as the person abducted in plain sight.
So back to Dez Bryant. I feel like if Dez Bryant's name was I feel like if Dez Bryant's name was Bob Johnson, no one would give a shit about him. Like,
yeah, I mean, I just feel like we have to be realistic about the fact that he was out of the league for 6 months, was signed off the street, and then immediately in the first practice tore his Achilles. Like, the dude is done, man. Like, what do you want? We're not talking about him because he's 31 years old. He was out of the league for 6 months, and then he tore his Achilles tendon. So I'm not saying it's impossible that he won't make a comeback, but the odds are stacked against him. And I mean, even if the Saints do re-sign him, that's absolutely not a guy you want to be counting on. I mean, it's great if it works out, but you've got to assume that even if you re-sign him, that you've got to have a plan B because he's probably not going to be that good.
But that's a really good point as we get to our – since it's the offseason and there's no free agency going on, we'll get to our – this can be our 5 minutes of Saints talk. Kevin, isn't this, though, sort of epidemic of the Saints cannot – rummage through the fucking bargain bin for people to throw to Breeze anymore? Like, we used to be able to do that even like 3 years ago. Like, you could literally pull a homeless dude off the street and Drew Breeze could get him 60 catches and 700 yards and it was funny and it was cool, haha. But like, those days are done. Like, they gotta like buy some actual people in free agency. You can't just go through the fucking bargain bin and have a bunch of hobos out there at receiver anymore.
Now Breeze is the hobo? Is that what you're saying?
No, the receivers are the hobo.
No, but I'm saying Breeze can't turn hobos into stars anymore because he's a hobo himself. Is that where you're going with that?
No, he's just like, he doesn't have magical powers anymore, is what I'm saying. Kevin, do you think that's true or not? Do you think that he still has the power where he can lay the hands on the hobo and turn him into something?
Lay the hands on the hobo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, shit.
His leprosy cure rate is down to 20% this year.
Dude, he's gonna find. He'll make touchdown passes to like fucking 15 different people next year. It'll be fine. Like, that's what he does. If Dez Bryant's on the team next year, Dez Bryant is not gonna be. Dez Bryant will not be an explosive guy like he was with the Cowboys. He'll be a serviceable guy. He'll get some touchdown catches. He'll get some attention and some yards. And maybe he'll take a little bit of attention off of Mike Thomas. Like, if Dez Bryant could be David Patton, like a rich man's, if he can be a rich man's David Patton, I would be happy.
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
I mean, David Patton, his year with the Saints was a good year. I gotta look that up. I mean, Kevin, I think.
Was it just 1 year?
He was there for two, but like his second year, he fell completely apart. But like his first year, I mean his first year, 54 catches, 792 yards. Could Dez do that coming blown up Achilles? Maybe. I thought he was closer to 1,000. He could do that. He can't do better than that. But
that's a very Willie Sneedy stat line.
Yeah, it is. It is. Kevin, how many jokes are we going to be able to make off of the Saints' new special teams coach, Darren Rizzi? I feel like there's Jerky Boy jokes in there.
Yeah, like, I was about to say Frank Rizzo.
Sizzle chest.
Sizzle chest, why are you faking a punt?
My buddy thinks that they fired all those special teams guys because of that, the one play in the NFC Championship, the fake punt.
That blows my mind, man. I mean, I guess maybe. I mean, that play was sneaky annoying.
Didn't everybody know it was coming? Didn't you know that that play was?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, no, that play was. I mean,
and you don't get paid. You don't get paid to know that that play is coming, but you knew it was coming.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Dave, because I wonder if that was a little bit like a Mike Bell moment. You know, where Mike Bell had a great season, and by all accounts, like, the Saints probably should have kept him because he was a really productive player that Super Bowl year. But Peyton got so mad at him for wearing the wrong cleats in a game that he was like, that's it, I'm done with Mike Bell.
Well, not and a just, game, the game.
Yeah, I felt like it was a little bit like that, where, like,
fucking figures.
Was great all year. The kicking game, the punting game was great. The coverage units were great. Return game was so-so. But overall, I thought special teams, like you said, Ralph, it was as good as it has been under Sean Payton. And then I just – that punt, it was just sneaky awful because, like, everyone in the building knew. Everyone watching TV, like, how many times this year have the Rams run the fake punt with Johnny Hecker? I mean, everyone has seen them do
every
it so
other
many
week.
Times. Then you've got to have a defense in place to cover for that. And they look like they got caught off guard. And I wonder if Sean Payton was like, yeah, we're
fuck
getting
it, I'm firing stuff. All you motherfucking assholes.
Yeah.
Kevin, do you think he watched something on Netflix, like a conspiracy doc or some sad doc or some angry doc that made him, that put him over, like he wasn't going to fire the whole special teams doc? He wasn't going to fire the whole special teams staff, but then he watched something on the Netflix in the 3 days that he was binging Netflix and eating ice cream. What would he have watched on Netflix that would have caused him to want to fire the whole special team staff?
Shit. Asking the wrong guy.
Maybe The Notebook, because at the end of The Notebook, James Garner murders his wife and then commits suicide himself. That kind of, no, because then it would be Sean Payton would fire him and then he would quit. No, that wasn't fit. I don't know. Maybe like a Quentin Tarantino movie where they have a Kill Bill, maybe, and he just wanted everybody gone.
That's a stretch.
That's my magic.
he called up his brother and said, make the special team staff disappear.
Right.
Okay, I just thought of a segment that it's we could do that we will either agree to it on air or you guys can tell me it's terrible and maybe the viewers can, the listeners can follow along. I think we should all pick something every week that we should watch on the Netflix, and then we can review it, and it can be like off-season time kill, and we can all watch it, and the viewers can watch it along, the listeners, and we can all review it like a five-minute thing to fill the time in the off-season. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
I think that's a terrible idea, but I am willing to yield to our listeners, so if you give us feedback on Twitter that you actually want us to do this, I will reconsider, but I think it's terrible.
I think if at least two of us watch something, because listen, I think you could get me and Dave going apeshit on this abducted in plain sight thing for at least 10 minutes.
I haven't even finished it. I only went halfway through. My wife had to stop it. She was like,
yeah. My wife.
I think I will put that up on the poll for people and they can vote on that. We'll give them a day. And if they vote that they want it, we will have off-season time kill or something. We'll nominate it. It would be something that we'll all watch on Netflix the week before, or we'll will try to watch. But at least if two of us watch it, we can comment on it. It'll be like the Saints Happy Hour Book Club, but we don't read books because we don't know how to read, so we watch Netflix.
What is this abducted in plain sight? Can you guys tell me, like, in a tweet what that's all about?
It's the 70s, so it's already weird, and it's Utah, so it's even weirder. And imagine the most gullible, naive parents imaginable practically let a child abuser into their home and where he's around their three young daughters.
And then he takes one of them.
Yes.
This doesn't sound like something I should be watching.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, my wife had to, like, it was too late at night, and she was like, I'm not going to be able to go to sleep if we continue watching this. So we had to turn it off.
Based on a true story, I assume.
Yeah, yes. It's all real. Oh, it's very real.
Yes. And it's interviews with the family.
Oh my God.
The parents. You hear the parents are the ones telling you, like, yeah, and then we did this dumb thing. And then I did this dumb thing. Yeah, well, then I, like, it's basically the parents are having a game of hold my beer. That's this entire documentary.
And well, as they're revealing the idiocy, are they like, has time allowed them to come to and realize how stupid this was, or not really?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, like, by the end of it, they admit how fucking ridiculous they were.
Oh, okay.
And, like, yeah. But, like, just, man, look, if you are a parent or if you are thinking about becoming a parent, watch this documentary and you will feel like parent of the year.
So basically, Ralph will watch this and his son screaming that he Cheeto balls will immediately
be like, it's
no big deal.
Look, as
he was shoving Cheeto balls in his mouth by the dozen and trying to lick an outlet. Not so bad.
Hey, not so bad.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Not being absconded to another country.
Yeah. It's a low bar.
Keep up the good work, Ralph.
Yeah.
So, you know, lots of new people have stuck with us, and they've remained with us these last couple weeks as, you know, the Saints offseason and the sadness of getting fucked by the NFL. But, hey, this is the offseason. This is what we do. We joke around. We goof around. We get you through. We'll have actual NFL news eventually. Free agency starts March 13th. But until then, man, we got the next couple weeks of, like, there ain't going to be the only new – Kevin – when does the window open to where, like, Saints news can be good news? Because I feel like one of those dead periods where, like, the only thing that bad can happen is what has happened to the Saints. PJ Williams got arrested for a DUI. David Onyemata got arrested for
Are we not talking about Onyemata?
We have not. We need to talk about Onyemata. Your boy got arrested in Jefferson Parish.
He didn't even really get it. Did he get arrested? He just got a
like a summons
or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think he got off easy. I mean, as a black person in Metairie, he could, you know, for drugs. he could have gotten way worse. He only got a misdemeanor charge. I thought that was. Yeah. I thought maybe they had given him a little favoritism because he was a Saints player.
Well, thank God, because the Saints, they without Sheldon Rankins. And without Onyemata, like, they'd have been up at Shit Creek. Now, like, he can't get suspended for, like, first-time offense, right, Andrew?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't remember the rules of the NFL that well.
And the thing is, we don't know.
I believe a first-time offense of a non-performance-enhancing drug, which marijuana would not be, I think you just get a warning or a fine.
Yeah.
I believe that's correct.
Because if he got suspended, the Saints would be fucked for the first month.
It looks like he was arrested by a misdemeanor summons. And they seized a total of 80 grams worth of marijuana products.
Kevin, is there something that a Saints player could get arrested for that you would care less about than them smoking marijuana?
The best I got is either jaywalking or some sort of
littering.
No,
some sort of like home. What the hell do you call those? The rules, like when you live in a community with like a bunch of assholes.
Oh yeah, like homeowners association,
HOA.
Like
you, yeah. Yeah, the HOA.
Like you break the HOA rules.
Yeah, like he did. He planted a certain varietal of tree that wasn't allowed by the HOA.
Yeah, you did a donut with the ATV in your own backyard.
I don't think you could get arrested for that.
Maybe though. I think maybe. I mean, I would say jaywalking, or maybe. Yeah, that's about it. Or mail fraud. I wouldn't care.
Well, this was mail fraud. Actually, that's what I didn't understand. If this was through the mail, isn't that a federal offense? Like, how was this?
It could have been, I guess. I guess like he caught a break,
again,
man.
I thought he got off very easy for a misdemeanor summons or whatever for having illegal drugs mailed to him across state lines using the federal postal system.
Yeah, but if it's mailed from a state where it's legal,
You are not allowed to leave whatever state you are in that has legal marijuana. You're not allowed to leave that state or send it out of state. It's got to stay in the state.
Yeah.
So back to my original question, Kevin, when does the window open to where like Saints news can be not of the criminal variety? I feel like we got to get to at least March 1st.
March 1st, yeah, they'll re-sign some guys.
Like,
yeah.
If we have Saints news between any time between now and March 1st, like, it's going to be bad. Is that fair?
Yeah, that seems fair. I would also say, I'm not looking forward to anything until the draft gets close.
No, fuck, the draft is going to be dreadful. I mean, free agency is all we got. Kevin, have you mentally prepared yourself? Have you mentally prepared yourself for the Saints to start burning 2020 assets in the 2019 draft?
Yes, actually, I didn't get a chance to say it. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, like when y'all were talking about what should the goals be and what should the plan be. I'm fully. And mind you, this is me saying this. This is Mr. Trade Down. I am fully invested in this team giving up an entire year.
Oh, God, the full Ditka.
Now, mind you, if they do that to just move up and get one player, then I would be pissed. But... If they're going to trade up and move around and be like, oh, we'll give you, you know, the fifth round in 2020, we'll give you the third round in 2021 or some horseshit like that, I'm fine with all that because I think 2020 or the 2019-2020 season is Breeze's possible final year.
So you want full mega
Andrew, I thought
nuclear,
you said
nuclear YOLO.
I thought you said Kevin was coming back on the podcast. Who the fuck is this imposter that's been on the show this last hour talking about it's okay to trade picks and move up and what is this? Who is this person? What is happening?
He kind of sounds like Kevin, which is impressive.
He does.
Bad officiating broke my brain. So. I mean, shit. Yeah, you can add my brain to the pile of brains that have been busted up by the NFL over the decades. So sure, yeah.
I think
injury.
I like it. We could just everything for the Saints related, everything in our lives. We can just. Blame the bad call in the NFC Championship game on. Having a bad day, yeah. Fuck the refs. Having a bad day at work, fuck the refs. Need to trade up in the draft, because of the refs. It's terrible, but it is a great catch-all.
Yeah, so, and it's the best kind of catch-all.
All right, so I hope... Everyone enjoyed the show. It's nonsense. It's going to be nonsense until about March 1st, unless Saints players get arrested, which last week they did. So it'll be nonsense and police reports. But thanks for joining us. Until next week, the bar is closed.
Love you, Zen Cuts.